LeConte Glacier near Petersburg has been the focus of a lot of research lately. It's the southernmost tidewater glacier in the northern hemisphere, and scientists have been studying it to give them a better idea of glacial retreat and sea level rise around the world. There's a lot more planned for May, but to get close to the glacier, which is constantly calving, the team of scientists is relying on unmanned, remote-controlled kayaks. KFSK's Angela Denning has more.
On the flat gravel surface of Petersburg's drive-down dock, two bright yellow plastic kayaks are propped up on makeshift tables. These kayaks don't look like ones that you see around here. They're shorter and wider, and they have a bunch of equipment attached to them. They also have a sciencey name, Robotic Oceanographic Surface Sampler, or ROS for short.
It's actually easier with the pliers to get that.
Leaning into one of the cockpits is June Marion. She's a petite brunette with her hair in a bun and the principal engineer for the project.
And this is a little joystick. It's designed to be driven around by like recreational fishermen.
But these kayaks have been completely tweaked by Marion and an ocean robotics team from Oregon State University. Five of those scientists are working here today. They control the kayaks by laptop computer, up to a few miles away. The boats are customized with a keel, antennas, lights, and boxes of computer chips and wires.
We can control it with a radio controller or with waypoint navigation. So just clicking on points on a map and it'll go there, which is pretty cool.
You can even start the engine by a computer, which programmer Jasmine Nahorniak does from a table on the other side of the dock.
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounded to me like a lawnmower.
Yeah. It's a little one-cylinder Subaru Robin engine. It's about 7 horsepower. We go with all of our instrumentation inside the kayak about 3 or 4 knots. If they're not loaded down, they can go about 20 knots, I think.
But these kayaks are packed with high-tech equipment. Fully loaded, they weigh between 300 and 400 pounds.
So all of the electronics, all the batteries. This is an electronic fishing reel that we use as a profiling winch.
The profiling winch drops an instrument down into the water using a line running out from a metal A-frame over the top of the kayak.
And then we can let, you know, a couple hundred meters of line go down and the instrument will profile the whole way down. We're taking measurements 6 times a second, I think.
They're looking at things like salinity, temperature, and depth. That's all in the back of the kayak. In the middle, other equipment measures water velocity.
So we use all of that information together to try to understand how the ocean contributes to melting from below, in addition to atmospheric conditions melting glaciers from above.
The robotics team has been spending the last 4 days here at the dock to get the kayak seaworthy. A whole other team of ocean scientists postponed their trip to Petersburg until May because there was too much ice in LeConte Bay. It's part of a multi-year project to study how fast the glacier is retreating, specifically looking at the cold subglacial discharge sucking in the warmer water from the deep ocean.
Because, I mean, these were fully charged. I would bet this is probably...
Over at the other kayak, two robotics science students are working on the navigation. They're intensely looking into an orange plastic box full of computer chips and wires.
So I don't even know what to call it. Well, it looks like computer stuff.
Box full of, yeah.
Wires like,
and... We call it our electronics box.
Okay.
Easily enough.
That's Nick McComb. He should know what it is. He helped build it.
Basically, everything's fed into here. It's got a whole computer, a bunch of different electronics that work together. It's basically, we took for the autonomy part of it, we took the same chip that goes in a drone. There's a whole bunch of custom stuff we did to it, but it allows it to just drive these boats around completely by themselves.
Right now, the kayaks are programmed to do what the scientists say. That's all that's required for the LeConte project this spring. But there's always a new technological challenge around the corner. For McComb, that means getting the kayaks to make decisions.
Like, intelligently.
Mm-hmm. For instance, oh, there's an iceberg up ahead. Don't smash into it. Turn left or turn right.
Or also, like, you know, find interesting like facets in the water that we want to study and kind of like localize on those and kind of find more information but completely by themselves. Just like real-time analysis of the data and find the things that are interesting and kind of swarm towards them.
Swarm towards them. That's the future. But for now, the safety net that the kayaks provide is what's important. Glaciers are calving all the time. And right near the surface, That's where the data is that the scientists need.
It's really scary up there, so we send these guys out. And if a big calving event were to happen and an iceberg fell on our kayak, you know, we would hope that we could get it back to get the data back. But, you know, all in all, we lose our instruments and, you know, no life, no human life.
The LeConte Project is funded by the National Science Foundation and the Office of Naval Research. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.